Wave Recorder, the Cloverleaf Boy. That was originally Dave Cartwright was the originator of that, and he wanted to, he was talking to me on a train journey down, I think it was somewhere like Edinburgh down to London, and he was talking to me about it, and they had different ideas how it should be done, and he asked me whether there was a practical way of doing it, and I said yes. It was simpler because it contained only one gyro instead of four gyros, and you had a reference to the framework and the boys, which would make it much simpler for analysing and more accurate for a figure. So it was designed on the back of a gold flake 20 packet of cigarettes that somebody, cigarette carton that somebody had left in the garage, and we sketched it out there. And that we came to Frank Pierce afterwards and said, could we do this? And I told him we have to make the tubes to hold the boys out of a good quality aluminium, and to make the light, because you've got to float these three boys and you want to throw them halfway up the side of the boy. And we did this, and gradually we took it to NPL when I'd got it all made. Everybody said it would sink, but it didn't. It's floated halfway up the floats, the three floats, and I was very pleased about that. But unfortunately we flooded the main long tank at the NPL, because I called John Ewing, a person who worked there, he worked with us afterwards, he's still until the end here. I asked him for a very long wave. Of course it travelled fast, but for some reason or other it was too high, this long wave, and we flooded the lift shaft and everything else and the tank at NPL. John Ewing was very upset about that. He didn't think, and we didn't think of what would happen if we'd put a very long wave in to prove that it was working properly, we had it recording. But we did, and we managed to mop up the NPL before we left. And it worked very well indeed. But that was quite a job to do that, to get something that was good with the weight of the gyro. And of course, we couldn't afford very much. A lot of this work was done on a shoestring. And I managed to buy the gyros for 17 and 6 pence off the Tottenham Court Road. Proops Brothers was the name of the firm. And they had a lot of them from some place they had for the surplus government stuff. And I managed to buy a gyro for 17 and sixpence. Well, that's terrific, really, for what it was. So it did cheapen the job quite a lot, the reference gyro, rather than have four expensive gyros it was first thought of. I managed to do that.